desired object very easily. So some tangible object is promised to you, that if you want this particular object, you have to worship for this period of time. And this is the puja that you have to do. So, yeah, karma kind of follower, as soon as, say, a brahmana, for example, is engaging someone in worship of some demigod or someone, you know, he will always see that he puts in front of his heart, you know, some desired material object, tangible object. And he tells him also, you have to do this vrata, homa, japa, tapa, whatever for the such period of time. So that greedy motivation itself makes it impure. And besides that, it's a short-term activity done for demigod with some personal ambition. It is not actually done out of love or anything like that. Although the Vedic chant is very high-sounding, you know, that is nice to hear. And the way that it is said, when Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says, Yami ma pushpidam vacham prabhadanti avipaschitaha, he says. Avipaschit, vipaschit means intelligent. Avipaschit means unintelligent. So for the unintelligent people, the Vedic promises are there, that, you know, if you do this, you will get that, if you do that, you will get this, and all that. Yamima, pushpitam. Pushpitam also means they are very flowery words, Krishna says. Why flowery words? Because they sound very, very nice. Nice for the ears to hear, and for, you know, the fruits promised are also very sweet. So, why it is done? In one of the conversations between Haridasa Thakur and Rachaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridasa Thakur explained to Rachaitanya. Of course, Rachaitanya is empowering Haridasa Thakur to speak on the glories of the Holy Name. So in that connection, Haridasa Thakur is saying that the dharma of the soul is to eternally simply chant Hare Krishna. Eternally chant. And not achieve any tangible material object, but achieve the tangible spiritual object, which is Krishna himself. So Krishna gives himself to his devotees completely. Because Krishna doesn't give anything short of himself. Because he knows his devotees will not be satisfied with anything material. No? So he gives his own love, he gives his own company, his own association, his own pastimes to his devotees. But if you tell an average person in society, you pick him up and say, see, your dharma is, you know, eternal dharma. Just sit and chant the holy names of Krishna. And he will ask you, why should I chant? What will I get? You will get Krishna. Krishna, what is that object? When will I get it? You say, you know, Krishna is there in the Goloka Vrindavan spiritual world. You will get his association. Then it's, oh, that's a very far-fetched thing. Now, right now, you tell me what I can get. Correct? People want quick results. Kshipram himanushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kshipram means quickly, instant tea, instant coffee, instant gulab jamun, instant idli. Similarly, they want Kshipram means very quickly they want. Kshipram himanushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. So, Haridasa Thakur says that one should never compare the glorious, potent, spiritual names of Krishna with a Vedic chant. One should never do that. Why? Because when a devotee is engaging a new person in the path of devotion service, he does not, you know, when he gives him the holy name, the devotee's desire is to inspire the person to attain love of God. With that motive only a devotee engages a new person. Even if a devotee promises something short term, you will get, you know, peace of mind, you know, by chanting the holy name, you know, you will be stress free, you know. Or if you chant the holy name, you know, you will achieve all your desires. That is still not wrong. Akama sarva kamo va, you know that? Moksha kamo dharvi. Whatever devotee is, because ultimately devotee knows this fellow will become Krishna's devotee. So one should always know this fact. That devotee is offering a spiritual benefit to a newcomer, and also that it is completely based on no material motives, and devotee doesn't have any personal ambitions or aspirations while engaging them. While the brahmanas and pujaris, when they engage a Vedic karma kind of follower, they will get their dakshina also. The devotee doesn't expect anything. And devotee wants to serve Krishna selflessly, eternally, and he wants the other follower also to serve Krishna selflessly, eternally. That is the purity of the holy name. The love, the purity of the holy name is such that it produces love of God, you know, the heart of the chanter. And so, very interesting thing he says, that every day when you sit to chant the holy name, all of us will have an experience. While chanting the holy name, we have anxiety to do so many things. I have to go to office, I have to do that, I have to do this. that kind of, or I have to go to the kitchen and I have to wash my clothes and things like that keep going on in the mind. And you are sitting and chanting a holy name, but your mind is elsewhere. And as soon as 16th round is over, push it down, then you run like that. So why we run? Because we consider some other tangible material activity which will be finished in a shorter period of time to be more important than the eternal spiritual activity of chanting of the holy name. Because the jiva is running in this world here and there, ultimately is running after Krishna only. Like if I'm going somewhere and searching for something, ultimately I'm searching for Krishna only. If I'm feeling hungry, I'm hungry for Krishna. If I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty for Krishna. If I'm searching after Krishna in this world also. But you may be doing for something that is not Krishna, which is called as Krishna Itara, we call it. Krishna and Krishna Itara, the words are used in scriptures. So I am searching for Krishna in Krishna Itara. And that's what we are doing in this world. If you only understand this one fact, you know, the mind will completely cool down. You will know that, you know, like for example, if a woman looks very beautiful for me, I see her beautiful woman, oh, my Lord, this is special beauty. And then she is walking, I also walk behind her. I go where she is going, I want to follow. So I am looking for Krishna and Krishna Itara. I am looking for Krishna in that which is not Krishna. Why? Because I want a tangible result in a short period of time. That is the mentality of the conditioned souls. So, we have to always realize this fact. I am running around in this world ultimately to attain the platform of eternally chanting Krishna's names and to achieve love of Krishna, which we are getting when we are sitting and chanting the holy name every day. See, what we are sitting and chanting is the conclusion of all our running around. But while sitting and chanting, we want to run around. Can you imagine? See what a joke it is, eh? Isn't it? So we should be peaceful in the mind. We don't have to worry. There is nothing more important than the chanting of the holy name in the morning hours. To take it so seriously. In this world, nothing is really important. Why? You think about the pralaya. When pralaya comes, you know, Ananta says, like that, you know, 36,000 years he gives out fire. You know, 100 celestial years. 30,000 human years. He gives a fire, and in that fire, you know, all the lower lokas and the bhuloka where we are living now, and even the heavenly planets, leaving the top three, Mahaloka, Yandaka, and Tapaloka. Sorry, the last Tapaloka, Satyaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, leaving those three. All the planets get scorched by heat, and all the humans are finished in that. No? But some of those who survive will be finished when the inundation of the pralaya takes place. No? And the water of the Garbhoda ocean rises. So, where will be our software company gone? No, where will be our laptop gone? You know? Where will be my suitcase? You know? What will happen to my, you know, place of residence and all these things? Everything is finished. You think from that point of view, nothing is really important in this world. You know? We are soul and that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. We are a jiva and Krishna is the Supreme God. And the holy name, these are the only spiritual truths that are eternal truths. And all the other things in this world are temporary. And by one slap of time, you know, you will forget your material identity. You will be in a new body. Somebody is a dog's body. You open and say, this is a dog now. You know? Somebody is a cat. Somebody is a horse. Somebody is a tree or something. You know? Actually, we are taken to another body as if blindfolded. So, nothing is so important in this world to worry about, you know. People worry and hurry, you say, you know, for hurry sickness. Now, what is so serious about your life, material life, to worry so much? Yes, you are allowed to worry all day long, you know. Why to worry even during chanting also, you know. The chanting that takes you to Krishna back. You know? Even at that time, is your worry so important? Yeah. Frog or rat or a frog, small creatures, they worry about their eating, sitting, mating, depending. We also worry in the same way about our small world, you know, like a frog in the garden. So when we chant the holy name, we should remember these things and just withdraw our mind and know that, you know, Vedic chant is done for limited time for tangible object, the material world, so that you can remain stuck here. And spiritual name of Krishna is chanted to attain the eternal world. Where there is eternal chanting and dancing and relishing Krishna's company and pastimes. You know? So we should keep this. If you keep the eternity point in mind, you will gradually go from limited things. things of the material world to the state of timelessness. You can rise. If you go to the state of timelessness, there is no end. You can go on standing. Of course, you have to stop when you have to go to office. Money. Otherwise, you can go on. Okay.
Yeah.